You don't believe in it, that's, we have this problem of not believing. The Arba'een walk is clearly, as it has been mentioned by numerous people, people who understand a lot more than I and most of the believers worldwide, this walk of Arba'een is leading towards the coming of the 12th Imam. This is one of the public displays, one of the public practices in the context of which some of the essential qualities of the Ummah, of the Imam of our time, are displayed. Okay. It has a lot of effects. I don't want to talk about that. The leader last year spoke about, he's been speaking about Arba'een a number of years. Last year he spoke, in his speech he said the following. He said, this phenomenon is so powerful, so unexpected, so unprecedented, that the enemies of Islam were in shock. For a few years, there was no coverage, no effect, no planning, no nothing against it. The enemies of Islam, obviously, when there's something positive in the Muslim Ummah, are going to have an issue with it. They're going to have to do something about it, something against it. For a few years, there's nothing happening against it. Last year, they started working against it. As far as I know, what they tried to do, or the part of it that I am more aware of, is in the Iranian media, trying to get people from Iran not to go to the walk. There's so much blessing in the walk for everyone. One of the small aspects of the benefits of it is the joining of all the people, all the believers from across the globe, but especially the believers that come together from Iran and Iraq. There's history there, there's a lot to say about why this is so important. And Kufr is so upset at this. A'immatul Kufr are infuriated by this. They don't know what to do about this. Last year they started, that chapter was over. Alhamdulillah, they were defeated. They weren't able to get less people to go. There were financial difficulties. The dollar had skyrocketed last year. Despite all of that, the numbers were at least equal to the previous year when the conditions were not as hard, as difficult. This year, the fitna that has been created in Iraq is greater than last year. It affects not only specifically the Arba'een walk, but they crafted it, they have timed it, they have designed it to hit a few birds with one stone, and this is how stupid they are. Because they messed with the wrong people and the wrong person, the wrong time of the year. They messed with Arba'een. They messed with Imam al-Hussein. They don't realize that when you do something as stupid as that, it's going to backfire. It will have the reverse effect. And by the grace of God, and this requires us to do a few things. Let me elaborate a little bit. I want to share, as I said, this is going back to Kunu Ma'as Sadiqeen. If we want to do that, we have to identify the movement of the Sadiqeen. There is a fitna in Iraq right now. There are problems. There has been corruption. Everybody is a witness to that. Nobody is oblivious to the fact that there has been corruption. Nobody is oblivious to the fact that there are people that should be justice for all. Saddam there? Did they care? To control, therefore they pulled out, they equipped Saddam, kill everybody. In Kuwait, they had a problem. Problem, no issue at all. Who did that? United States of America. They created them in part of Syria. They came and took over. They have their connections in the Iraqi military. Yeah, that's corruption. But who's the corruption by? The United States of America. Killing people, Muslims, non-Muslims. Who is it by? These people. Did that work? They said, oh, Daesh is going to... They created, the documents are there again, and they're going to be releasing more. And they said, oh, we're fighting Daesh. Create a coalition against ISIS. Oh, you created ISIS. What coalition against ISIS? It's going to take more than 10 years. Really? The Iraqi people, with the help of the believers, they asked for help from their believing brothers and sisters from Iran, from Lebanon, from wherever else, different people. People joined. They asked for help. They led it. They got rid of Daesh. Not in 10 years, in a couple years, and however long it took. I don't know exactly how long. But definitely nowhere near 10 years. Daesh was gone. Alhamdulillah. They created another problem. The Kurdish thing, try to divide. Again, that popped up. Every time there's an election, they try their best. They want to get people that are closer to them to come to power, cause more corruption. By the grace of God, this last elections in Iraq was an amazing one. I don't know if the brothers and sisters here followed what happened, who they wanted to. Social media outlets like Twitter and Facebook and what have you against the Iranian people and the riots that they created there. They said it. They said, I think, I don't know if it was Facebook or Twitter, that they had to do something, they had to take it down to fix something up or whatever. The State Department contacted them and said, you know, you can hold, take, put that on a hold for now. We need it up and running as it is. You can resolve that issue later. We need it right now. There's no way on earth this is going down. Why? Because of what's going on in Iran. That's how we direct it. Who's directing this? When they say social media, yes, there have been instances where it has been used by people and the disbelievers have been caught off guard. That's happened. In Tunisia, it happened. In Egypt, it happened. In the first part, the first uprising against the government. The second uprising, again, it was used by these guys. Make it seem like it's popular uprising, popular unrest. There are signs that tell us that's not who's behind it. The Americans who are the cause of all this corruption, cause of all these problems, they are the ones who mistreat their own population first and foremost in the incarcerations, in the killings of innocent people by police brutality, all right, in riots in Ferguson and in the Occupy Wall Street movement. And these are the recent episodes. I'm not going back to the 60s and the Vietnam and all of what's happened in the history of this country. Just in the recent history, these are these people. And besides them, their allies. And now they're not in power. Obviously, they don't like the guy who's in power. Right? So it's not like they necessarily like to work with the Americans. But when all of that happens, these other factions, these other voices are going to start joining them. Pressure starts mounting. They will have to get rid of the prime minister, and they have succeeded. By the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will never succeed in this. The corruption, the analysis that the Iraqi people, inshallah, will have. They have, inshallah, they will continue to have. It didn't start with this government. In fact, this government is working towards seriously resolving issues. You have to give it time. It takes time. It's not going to happen overnight. One of the other things that was, again, a giveaway is the timing of it, and then there were some placards that said, until there is justice in Iraq, walking to Karbala is not allowed, giving it religious language. If anybody says anything against the walk of Arba'een, shows your motives, your objectives are off. I don't care who it was that put that up there. Trip. Our share of working against this is that if I was thinking whether I should go or not, now I should say I should definitely go. They're trying to hit the walk of Arba'een. They're trying to get people, less people to go. The rumors are suggesting that. The timing, they chose the uprising, supposed uprising, this phony, fake, popular uprising. The timing is by Arba'een, in order to do that, inshallah rahman, we will definitely go. for Imam al-Husayn, we will be ma'a as-sadiqeen, with the Ahlul Bayt, with Imam al-Husayn, with Imam al-Hujjah, with the followers of the A'imma in the walk of Arba'een. And of course, we will do only a small share. So most of it will be with the Iraqi people. And alhamdulillah, the signs tell us, with the sacrifices of the Iraqi people in the recent history, especially since Daesh, with all of the shuhada that have been given by the people, these sacrifices tell us, this is a sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided and will continue to guide, and inshallah, they will come out of this stronger than ever before, inshallah. Recite a salawat, please. صلى الله عليك يا أبا عبد الله روحي فداكم يا أهل بيت النور صلى الله عليك يا مظلوم غريب كربلاء صلى الله عليك يا أبا عبد الله صلى الله على نبيك يا الله عليك أيها الشهيد بكربلاء عطشانا May Allah's peace and blessings be upon you My beloved Imam al-Husayn May Allah's peace and blessings be upon you, my beloved oppressed Imam, the Imam who was slaughtered by the shores of the Euphrates while his mouth was dry. روحي فداك يا مولاي يا أبا عبد الله we're coming to you Accept us as Zuwam Ruhi Fadaka Ya Mawlai One of the ulama said is said to have said to the Imam
When he went for ziyara, he said, Ya Aba Abdullah, in our city, when they sell wheat, there's a lot of dust, there's pieces of stone. But when the buyer buys the wheat, he buys all of it. Your zuwar have come to you. I'm like one of those stones that has come along with the wheat. Can you please buy all of the zuwar like they buy wheat in our city? Accept me amongst your zuwar as well. Ya Aba Abdullah, ruhi fida. Ruhi fida. Take your hearts to Sham. Sallallahu alaykum. يا أهل بيت النبوة الشام 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 One of the daughters of Imam al-Husayn According to the calendar a few days ago was a three-year-old Shahada. It's probably one of the reasons Imam Zain al-Abidin says, when they asked him, what's the most difficult part of the journey? He said, Asham, Asham, Asham. Ya Aba Abdullah, ruhi fida. Where have we seen a young girl who's lost her father, who's been on a tough journey? Who's asking to see her father and can't go to sleep at night because she misses her father. Be given the severed head of their father. Except your daughter, Ya Aba Abdullah. Ruhi fidaakum. Ruhi fidaakum. Ruhi fidaakum. Imagine what she would say to her father. Oh, Father, where have you been all this time? I've missed you so much. I wanted to speak to you so much. Now that you've come, don't leave me. Father, what can I tell you? I won't tell you. Every time I mention your name, they slap me. Every time I called for you, they beat on me. Every time they wanted to do so, my aunt Zainab was there. She would come in between. The father, the father. Look at how this young girl, this great daughter of Imam al-Husayn, was so attached to her father after doing all of what she had to do with the hardships and difficulties of the trip. Now her father comes to her. She begs him not to leave without her. After having a conversation with her father's head, they see she dropped the head. But they saw she was also not there any longer. Imam al-Husayn took his daughter in Sham. Ala la'natullah ala al-qawm al-zalimin. وَسَيَعْلَمُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا أَنْ يَمُنْقَلَبٍ يَنْقَلِبُونَ. Ya Hussein.
I'm sorry, I forgot, Sister had mentioned there's